Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled The Spirit and Character of Christ. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall be taking our Bible reading from Romans chapter 8 verse 9. You, however, are not in the flesh but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God lives in you. Now, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, this person does not belong to him. I have just read from the New English Translation of the Bible. Tony accepted the Lord Jesus in a house fellowship because the leader of the fellowship sensed that Tony needed to be ministered to for deliverance. He told Tony to wait behind and be ministered to. That day, Tony was delivered of demonic possession and was also baptized in the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues. His heart was now so filled with joy that it was evident to his friends and neighbors that something has changed about Tony. Tony had received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, but he needed to learn of Christ and become like Christ. This is what is called discipleship. The indwelling Holy Spirit within him changed his appetite and gave him a desire for the word and presence of God. It was in the place of the word and presence that he gets to learn of Christ and become like Christ. Remember, Jesus Christ said, "Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart." In order for us to receive the nature, the spirit and character of Christ, we need to learn of him. This one is imparted through a learning process. Even though Tony received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, if he does not continue to abide in Christ and bring forth fruit, he would be as a branch cast out and trampled underfoot of men. See John chapter 15 verse 6 and Matthew chapter 5 verse 13. Jesus Christ saying in John chapter 15 that any branch that is not fruitful, that doesn't abide in him, will be cast out and burned. He also said in Matthew chapter 5 verse 13 that if the salt loses its saltness, it is good for nothing but to be cast out and trampled underfoot by men. After believing in the Lord Jesus and receiving the Holy Spirit, it is important we grow and walk in the spirit and character of Christ, because it is only those who have the Spirit of Christ that belong to him. Romans chapter 8 verse 9 makes this clear. Go into today remembering that it is not just those that say, "Lord, Lord," but those that do the will of God that are those that will enter the kingdom of heaven. If Jesus is truly your Lord, then you will do his will. Pray like this. Heavenly Father, please help me to abide, remain in Christ, and help me to be fruitful. Help me to live a life that is ruled by your will. In Jesus' name, amen. If you are listening to this and you are not yet born again, but you want to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, let us pray this prayer together. Ask God to forgive you. Ask him to cleanse you of all unrighteousness and ask him to empower you to become a child of God. You can say these words after me in faith. Lord Jesus, today I confess with my mouth that you are my Lord. I believe in my heart that you died for my sins, and on the third day you rose up again. Today I accept you into my life as my Lord, my King, my Master, and my Savior. come and rule my life from this moment. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for forgiving my sins. Thank you for accepting me into your family. In Jesus' name. Amen. If you have just prayed this prayer, I want to congratulate you, because by confessing the Lord Jesus, you will receive his salvation. Visit our website at streamglobe.org and click on the menu item that says, "Are you saved?" Through that link, you will be led to a web page where you will find out more about this new way and how to prosper in it. There is a free audio book on that web page. Click on the download link, listen to that book, it will greatly help you. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today is from Song of Solomon, chapter 7 to chapter 8. If you begin with us today, by this time next year, you would have gone through the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. I want to encourage you all to join our Telegram group. Telegram is a free app, just like WhatsApp. You can download it and install. It's free. Join Stream Globe group by searching for Stream Globe or visiting our website and clicking on the link that says Join Telegram. It's somewhere at the top of the website, and you'll be guided on how to join our Telegram group. The advantage of joining our Telegram group is that there you would have access to all the devotionals that you may have missed, so that you wouldn't miss the yearly plan. Because by listening to these audios every day, you will go through the Bible every year. So the advantage of Telegram is that you never miss a devotional. Even if you change your phone, you will find the devotionals that were there even before you head off Stream Globe. So I want to encourage you, join our Telegram group. It will greatly, greatly help. You have access to all the information that we've posted, all the picture messages we've ever posted, all the videos we've ever posted, and all the messages that we've ever shared on that group. The audio for today's yearly Bible plan reading comes up next. Song of Solomon, chapter 7 to chapter 8.
How beautiful your sandaled feet, O princess daughter! Your graceful legs are like jewels, the work of an artist's hands. Your navel is a rounded goblet that never lacks blended wine. Your waist is a mound of wheat encircled by lilies. Your breasts are like two fawns, like twin fawns of a gazelle. Your neck is like an ivory tower. Your eyes are the pools of Heshbon by the gate of Bath Rabin. Your nose is like the Tower of Lebanon looking toward Damascus. Your head crowns you like Mount Carmel. Your hair is like royal tapestry. The king is held captive by his tresses. How beautiful you are, and how pleasing, my love, with your delights. Your stature is like that of the palm, and your breasts like clusters of fruit. I said, I will climb the palm tree. I will take hold of its fruit. May your breasts be like clusters of grapes on the vine, the fragrance of your breath like apples, and your mouth like the best wine.
May the wine go straight to my beloved, flowing gently over lips and teeth. I belong to my beloved, and his desire is for me. Come, my beloved, let us go to the countryside. Let us spend the night in the villages. Let us go early to the vineyards to see if the vines have budded, if their blossoms have opened, and if the pomegranates are in bloom. There, I will give you my love. The mandrakes send out their fragrance, and at our door is every delicacy, both new and old, that I have stored up for you, my beloved. If only you were to me like a brother who was nursed at my mother's breasts, then if I found you outside, I would kiss you and no one would despise me. I would lead you and bring you to my mother's house, she who has taught me. I would give you spiced wine to drink, the nectar of my pomegranates. His left arm is under my head. and his right arm embraces me. Daughters of Jerusalem, I charge you, do not arouse or awaken love until it so desires.
Who is this coming up from the wilderness leaning on her beloved?
Under the apple tree I roused you. There your mother conceived you. There she who was in labor gave you birth. Place me like a seal over your heart, like a seal on your arm. For love is as strong as death. Its jealousy unyielding as the grave. It burns like blazing fire, like a mighty flame. Many waters cannot quench love. Rivers cannot sweep it away. If one were to give all the wealth of one's house for love, it would be utterly scorned.
We have a little sister, and her breasts are not yet grown. What shall we do for our sister on the day she is spoken for? If she is a wall, we will build towers of silver on her. If she is a door, we will enclose her with panels of cedar.
I am a wall, and my breasts are like towers. Thus, I have become in his eyes like one bringing contentment. Solomon had a vineyard in Baal Hamon. He let out his vineyard to tenants. Each was to bring for its fruit 1,000 shekels of silver. But my own vineyard is mine to give. The 1,000 shekels are for you, Solomon, and 200 are for those who tend its fruit.
You who dwell in the gardens with friends in attendance, let me hear your voice.
Come away, my beloved, and be like a gazelle or like a young stag on the spice-laden mountain.
Thank you for listening to today's Streamglobe Daily Devotional. We encourage you to share this audio with friends and contacts, and let's touch lives together. Streamglobe Word Outreach is a non-denominational and interdenominational ministry. You can learn more about us or donate by visiting our website at www.streamglobe.org. You can also contact us via telephone by calling +234 80344 20524 or +234 90555 65838.